98.5 The Bull with Ty Gin. Hello to you, Daniel.
Guy on the good morning, Ty. Guy on the internet asked, when you were a kid, what restaurant did you just know was fine dining? You were just like, this is...
I know what mine is.
Fine dining here, and nobody could convince me otherwise.
We used to go to church, you know, every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a ritual. We'd go out to eat. And I gotta let you guess what this is. We would go to a place, and it was a buffet. And there was a bear there sometimes, but always a sucker there.
That would have to be Shoney's. In your opinion, when you were younger, that was just fine dining.
That was the height of class.
For me, and I do, we all had a Shoney's experience. I don't know what, Shoney's seems like they dropped the ball along the way. Like, if I asked your kid about Shoney's, I don't know that he would know anything about it.
He would have no clue what you were saying.
But me and you have talked about this several times. Shoney's is a pretty big part of our life because my first piece of mail I ever received was when I signed up for the Shoney Bear fan club or birthday club, whatever it was. And on my birthday, Shoney Bear sent me like a coupon for free brownie or something like that. It was the first mail I ever got. So I remember Shoney's quite a bit. But my first fine dining experience to me was when my dad took me to Outback Steakhouse. And I walked in there, buddy, and I thought, we are rich.
Yeah.
And I love Outback to this day. I take your son to Outback quite a bit. Because it's like whenever I would go there, I thought, this is the best dining. This is the peak of dining. I still find that you can't name a better steak than Outback.
Oh, I don't disagree. They have a great steak. Sometimes you go to the expensive places and you're like, Outback's got a better one.
Yeah. Texas Roadhouse, same way. Like, I've never had a bad meal at Texas Roadhouse.
We have a Shoney's in Henrietta.
Oh, then we don't have a Shoney's. I ain't driving all the way out there.
What do you mean you're not driving all? It's like still in our metro.
How far is Henrietta from here?
Well, it's down about equal latitude to Oklahoma City.
Buddy, I don't leave Cherry Street. Do you think I'm gonna drive to Henrietta to go to Shoney's?
They got one, and they made it all modern looking too. They've updated their whole look and stuff.
Mistake.
You think so?
They should have left it. They should have made it vintage or whatever. Because the only folks who care about Shoney's people are our age now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need a remake on the Shoney's. I want old fashioned Shoney's.
Duly noted, I guess. 98.5 The Bull with Ty and Daniel. Welcome into Did You See, where we take a look at what the heck's going on around the world and right here in Oklahoma. Today marks a sad anniversary, 29 years since the Oklahoma City bombing. And News on 6, they had some specials that are airing right now. And one of them is pretty cool, Daniel, because the people that went to the building are telling their stories. These are people who are like camera people and producers and stuff that covered the Oklahoma City bombing 29 years ago. Would you like to hear a little bit about that?
Yes, please.
This is from News on 6.
This is a News on 6 special report.
Good morning. More from Oklahoma City on that explosion.
When we went that day, I didn't come back home for 2 weeks. I came to the realization that there's a reality in mortality. Life is fleeting.
I spent years covering the bombing, the arrest, the trial and execution of Timothy McVeigh, and former News on 6 anchors Glenda Sylvie and Terry Hood, along with chief photojournalist Oscar P, tell us what it was like during their coverage. Leanne Taylor has their stories for us in this Oklahoma Zone original.
April 19th, 1995 changed our state forever.
When the video showed up, there was just silence in the newsroom.
It was chaotic. It was absolutely unbelievable because as we were listening to the radio on the way to Oklahoma City, we learned it wasn't a natural gas explosion. It was indeed a bomb.
Just a sense of unreality that I couldn't believe.
This is the News on 6, a special edition.
Three KOTV journalists would begin coverage of the biggest story of their careers.
Tell us the latest on what's going on up there.
Nothing prepared me for the look of the building. No matter what picture you saw, nothing could really convey the violence and the horror of what that bomb did to that building.
You can see just smoke and debris and fire on the ground.
I think we have all had to stop and cry for a minute at times.
The bombing of the Murrah Federal Building killed 168 people. The story dominated the news for years, from the capture of suspect Timothy McVeigh through the trial and ultimately his execution.
The interviews, the scene sticks with you for life.
Yeah, tough one to cover.
Yeah, you can see all that online at newson6.com as
yep.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this? Tim Hortons, that's a donut chain in Canada. Have you ever been to Canada, Tig? I don't know this about mm-hmm. you.
Only for about 40 minutes.
Okay, so briefly. I went to a Tim Hortons once, and it's a place like their Waffle House up there. They love it. Well, they're probably having a not a very good day. Tim Hortons accidentally sent out an email telling thousands of customers they'd won a $40,000 fishing boat. Now a bunch of angry Canadians are demanding their boats and threatening a class action lawsuit. Here's Jody and Jamie talking about the disappointing news.
I was thrilled. I could not believe what I was reading. I expressed to her that I was, you know, shocked and saddened.
It's frustrating that they can tell you you won something and then just say all of a sudden you didn't win it. Like, that's the frustrating part, and it just doesn't make sense how they can do that.
They do owe people what they won, and an email just isn't going to cut it.
Now, you're the CEO of Tim Hortons, Tig. What do you do this morning once you've accidentally told thousands of people, not just one or two, thousands, they'd won a boat?
I would say, look, I made a huge mistake. My bad. Come in and we'll give you a free dinner.
A free dinner?
I'm not giving people free boats.
But it's a donut shop.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, you'd say, I'll give you something, but it ain't going to be a boat.
Yeah.
TikTok doctor is trending after he said we should all be washing our toothbrush with soap every single night. And here's why.
Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing the bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Finally, if you get strep throat after 12 to 24 hours, throw this thing away.
Never considered once to wash my toothbrush, have you?
Daniel keeps his toothbrush in the shower, which is just a breeding ground of bacteria. The moisture stays on the brush.
And Tig puts his right by his toilet with the open lid, who, guess what? Every time you flush your toilet, you get feces all over your toothbrush. So now who's nastier? It's you.
But you have a wet toothbrush.
Yours is not. Yours is dry with doo-doo dust on it. And finally... Okay. Big surprise for Taylor Swift fans last night. Her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, dropped, they say now, at midnight. And then at 2 a.m., a surprise, a secret double album called The Tortured Poets Department, The Anthology. 15 extra songs.
So we've got almost 30 new Taylor Swift songs.
There's people out there who are married to a Swiftie. Their mom is a Swiftie, and that's all they're going to hear for about the next 2 months. Just this album, Caden in Nashville, his mom, all she'll listen to for about 3 months. Is your wife, does she listen to him?
She has not listened to him, no, but she's a Swiftie.
But is she one that will play it around the house nonstop and in the car?
Oh, yeah, in the car, whatever so she does today,
30 songs.
Sure.
What do you think of a double album? You know, Morgan Wallen did like a double album. Now, she's done a double album. Do you enjoy a double album, or do you think, like, hey, well, I can only consume comfortably about 10 songs?
I have no room to speak on this. Taylor Swift is a cultural phenomenon, so whatever she's doing, she's smart at it. Whether you like her or not, you can't disagree that she isn't one of the biggest stars on the planet.
Okay, but let me rephrase the question. Yeah. What do you think about a double album when any artist does a double album? Would you rather have...
I can't listen to 30 songs.
Yeah, I can't either.
Yeah, I got a life to live. I got to pick up a kid from school and then, you know, the homework nightmare that was my life last night. I mean, I can't listen to Taylor Swift, for 30 straight songs.
The first double album I think I remember, didn't Guns N' Roses back in our day release like a double album?
I don't remember.
That's the first artist I can think of that released a double one. Like, mm-hmm. Who's like, I've got so many songs, it's going to be two albums. But anyway, that is out. Also, The Sound of Moolah is worth, how much is it worth this morning? Let me look into the...
You have the ledger.
The ledger. I must crack it open. It's leather binding. It's up on this stand. $200. I was out in Broken Arrow at Whiskey Dog Bar and Grill last night, Tig, with Coors Banquet. We were giving away chances to go to the rodeo, and people were all talking about The Sound of Moolah.
You want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Here's our new sound in 3, 2, 1.
What is that?
One more time.
It's worth $200, your first chance at 7:10 this morning.
It's all here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Well, good morning. It's Tige and Daniel. Daniel, it's my sad duty to report to you some sad news.
Uh-oh, what is it?
And Daniel may need a hug today. I'm shocked that you didn't bring this up when we did the news like 7 or 8 minutes ago.
I have no idea what the sad news is. Maybe don't tell me.
Would you rather me not say? Because this might affect you.
I don't care to be sad. You're not going to do some prank, are you?
No, this is real.
This one time, Tige told me that little Richard had passed away. And I was very sad, you know, for a while. And then like 2 or 3 years later, little Richard passed away. He had told me that little Richard passed away for no reason, and I believed it.
You mourned little Richard before right. He had passed.
Yeah, and then I learned that he did pass, and then I had double mourning.
Sorry.
What a sick, you're a sicko to do that to somebody.
Yeah, but like, I don't understand. Like, if I say little Richard passed, you didn't go and look at his Google and read about
no,
his life or anything?
He was a very old man, and, you know, I might go home, listen to some of his music and all that, and kind of reflect on little Richard, and then, you know, you try to be very sad listening to Tutti Frutti. It's hard to do.
There's something that you love, and this company is considering filing bankruptcy. Things are not great.
What company?
Red Lobster. Red Lobster is considering filing bankruptcy. They got this, they hired this new CEO or whatever, and his job, and he's like a bankruptcy specialist. So they knew they were in trouble, so they hired a guy that knew what he was doing with bankruptcies. And you know what got Red Lobster on this?
I do know because my mom, that's like me and my mom's spot to go to. Me and my dad go to Outback. Me and my mom, when she's in town, we go to Red Lobster. Didn't they offer some type of all-you-can-eat shrimp?
Yeah, isn't this interesting? They had a CEO that said, hey, how about we just give away all our shrimp for $11 or whatever it was? And it got to them because when you do specials like that at Red Lobster or any other restaurant, you kind of guesstimate how many shrimp people are going to eat. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of budget. Well, there was two problems with Red Lobster's all-you-can-eat shrimp. One is people ate way more than they thought. And two is they took up a table that they couldn't give to other customers. So it created like a wait in the waiting room. And so people didn't like that and they would leave. And they're like, I'm not going back there again. They lost $11 million in 4 months on shrimp.
They did it for 4 months?
Well, that was the quarterly earnings report. I don't know how long they did it for.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, if they did that promotion for 4 months, that would be crazy. I guess this guy's like a CEO. He's probably rich, living in a mansion. He don't know what it's like out on these streets. He ain't been out around and seen like the actual public. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're surrounded by rich people and then you get out and see like actual people and they think they're going to get a value of that $11 all-you-can-eat shrimp, total misfire. I think I'm a good person, but if I go to a buffet, I try to hurt the business owners financially by eating as much as I can. Don't you?
Well, I mean, there's other companies that do this. I think Golden Corral and stuff like that. When you go to Golden Corral and you pay like $18 for the buffet, you want to get them back.
I'm trying to hurt them, yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to eat as much macaroni and cheese and as much of that ice cream as you can.
Nobody's ever gone through the doors at Golden Corral or any all-you-can-eat place and goes, okay, I'm just going to have a modest meal in here. Mm-hmm. You go in there to pig out, right?
Yeah.
So when you do endless shrimp, you're going to have somebody that's going to try to hurt you.
And apparently it worked, for the consumer at least, because Red Lobster, they lost their butts on that one.
Do you think they'll make it or whatever?
Yeah, I think they'll get through it. I don't think Red Lobster's going away, but they're going into protection. Not yet, but they may.
I mean, it wouldn't be so crazy for a restaurant to go out of business. You remember there was a place called Steak and Ale? Gone now.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little kid. I remember it had like a medieval kind of thing. I looked at a menu recently, and you get like a steak dinner for like $3.99. Can't believe they didn't make it.
And what was the Mexican restaurant around here? That
was way before my time. Casa Bonita, I think it's called.
So it's not impossible. However, I think it's unlikely.
Listen, what me and you is going to do, if they try to get rid of that Red Lobster here in town, we're going to go chain ourselves to a tree in the parking lot.
Yeah, I like your passion.
What if we did that? They'd probably just knock it down around us. We're just sitting out there chained to the tree, but they still push it down with a bulldozer.
Yeah, so there you go, Daniel. We'll see how Red Lobster goes for you. But in the meantime,
another thing about Red Lobster that, you know, I had to get my colonoscopy one time. Another way this ties in with me and you is that Red Lobster there. I don't even know the name of the street it was on.
Yeah, Daniel had to get a colonoscopy, and they put you under for it. So right. He had to have a buddy with him.
I had to sign forms, and on the forms, they were like, hey, have the person that brought you, and they must stay in the waiting room no matter what in case there's an emergency. I come to after this colonoscopy. This guy's at Red Lobster. And I told him not to leave. There could have been an emergency.
They were like, hey, do not leave this waiting room no matter what while he's under sedation or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And as soon as they took you back, I left.
I know, but they could have been like something could have gone wrong.
Well,
they need my buddy to come in there and tell me not to go toward the light, but you're gone. You're eating Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah, that's a bright spot. Really, you can still get the Cheddar Bay biscuits or whatever they are. Those aren't gone yet.
Is it worth your friend's life, though, when I'm in there having life-saving procedures?
Hey, what was I supposed to do? Go in there and give you
CPR?
Sit there.
Well, whatever. I don't know. They were like, they demanded that you stay there, and you left to go to Red Lobster.
Yeah, I got a taste for a Cheddar Bay biscuit, and so I said, yeah, I'll be here, no problem. Then I just leave.
You're a dirty pig.
And I came back, and you didn't die.
I wish I would have passed away in there. And then you would have felt so bad the rest of your life.
Until I got another Cheddar Bay biscuit. It's 98.5 The Bull. That jackpot is up to, what do we got, $200 at 710?
$200.
The sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Our jackpot for the sound of moolah, $200 now. Hello, Daniel.
Good morning, Tig. You said you had a bit of a rough night's sleep last night. You woke up at 2 o'clock and just couldn't go back to sleep. You haven't been back to sleep since 2 o'clock last night, or last morning, or whatever.
Maybe minus a few minutes siesta. It's been basically
so you did fall back asleep.
A little bit, but not much.
Well, here's why. I also woke up at 2 o'clock last night, had to let my dog out, went to the back door, opened it. He went outside. He came back in. I went right back to sleep.
I can't do it. I'm so jealous.
In fact, I even appreciated it a little bit. I looked at the clock on that stove, and I go, man, how lucky am I? I got 3 more hours to go here. I'm going to get right back in that bed and go right back to sleep.
I looked at the clock and I go, I got 3 hours of boredom coming up.
Yeah, and then it was revealed to me, like, that I guess you can't sit in your living room and watch TV. It might wake up your wife and son. So you said one thing you'd like to do when you wake up in the middle of the night is you go outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, I try to go back to sleep, but I don't know if anybody can relate to me. Like, I tried to go back to sleep, but after, like, 20 minutes, I'm like, apparently this is not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to basically give up, and I'm just going to do something.
But when you leave your home and walk out into nature outside in your neighborhood, don't you think that all your, like, senses start firing up and your body, like, wakes up because you're outside? You're no longer home safe in bed. You're outside. You're going to get all this, you know, all that stimuli or whatever. And then you said a car rode by slowly, and our lawn guy says that if a car's driving by too slowly, they're staking you out.
Yeah, we live in Midtown, me and Dana both do, and it's like 2:40 in the morning, and somebody's going like 1 mile an hour down the street. I find that fairly suspicious.
Right. So then you see that, then what happens?
And then I'm alert.
The fear adrenaline kicks in, all your, you know, all that, all your estrogen's flowing, your adrenaline, and no wonder you can't go back to sleep.
But, I mean, if people who are listening have problems staying asleep or when they wake up they can't go back to sleep, like, I just have to give up after a while. I can't just lay there and look at the ceiling. I get bored. And so I say, all right, I guess my day's starting.
I'm going to go walk around outside of my neighborhood. You're probably scaring people to death that they wake up in the night and they see you lumbering down the street, waddling down the road. Where do you walk in your neighborhood?
Just like anybody would walk. I just, you know, just take a walk, like where people would normally
just
have strollers.
Just up and down the street at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You're probably scaring the hell out of your neighbors. You're like the modern-day Boo Radley from To Kill a Mockingbird, don't you think, for real?
Well,
Do you know how scared I would be if I looked out my window and just saw a guy just...
just wandering around.
And I was thinking, you don't move very fast. They probably think you're staking them out.
What do you mean I don't move very fast?
I can walk.
Well, you're probably right. I mean, it is probably weird for the neighbors to see me if they are up and... they're going to the bathroom for a second or something. They look out. There's a dude walking in front of the house.
Buddy, that would scare me to death, to be honest. I won't lie.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and then one of these days you're going to be walking and pass a fellow traveler in the night, and that's going to be real scary. Yeah,
the guy that came from Quick Trip.
Yeah, the guys. Yeah, you're probably making them uncomfortable.
Maybe I'll be able to keep them out of the neighborhood if I walk enough. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Oh, Tig was just saying he's going to be tired this weekend because he's got a, quote, double practice tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not true, though.
I don't really want to talk about that on the radio, but, yeah, got anyway, a couple things going on.
Well, you guys will be practicing, and then you'll go home?
Yeah, I'll go home tonight, and then I got to practice on Sunday, so I got a very busy weekend. Daniel goes over there and looks at his wind chimes.
What I do is none of that's not your business.
What do you do?
Well, I guess my question is, why coach baseball if all you're going to do is complain about coaching baseball?
I don't complain about it. What I do is I talk to my friend about things. Like, I don't complain. In fact, it's like the best hour of my day, usually.
Oh, that's the best hour of your day?
When I get to coach or see a game with the kids or whatever, yeah, that's like, I love it. It doesn't mean that it's easy, though.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I get a little tired. And by the way, like, they schedule these games to start at 7:30 sometimes.
It sounds like there's all sports now, or it seems like they're starting later and later.
Yeah, so
for example, like some kids might have a basketball game that starts at 8:30, which is, to me, unheard of on a school night.
I mean, a lot of these kids, like with my son, for example, who's in second grade, we're winding down for bed usually at the time when the games are starting. So they're just exhausted. It's like, it's so tough. And then I get home and it's like 9 something and you still got to get them to bed. And then, you know, you're not really wrapped up till 10 o'clock and we got to go entertain America the next morning. So yeah, every now and then I'm a little tired, Daniel, and I'm not complaining. I'm just talking to you.
I guess I just consider when I know, like, my buddy Larry down in Alabama has got like 4 kids and they're all in different sports. I really don't know how family can do that.
I see where mom is doing one thing and dad is doing another thing on the same night. I've only got 1 kid, so I should keep my mouth shut.
My dad's parents, he's 1 of 8.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine having 8 kids doing 8 different things?
Sports and all that.
Yeah. How do you guys do it? No more free time. Do you think at the end, like, all children, if they do become professional athletes, they should pay you guys for all this driving them around?
Yeah, I would like to.
Maybe get a contract going already?
Yeah, like if you sign a big contract, you owe me money, buddy. I'll make him sign it today. He's only 8.
Could that be held up in a court of law?
I doubt it because he's not legally.
I mean, it could be like a nice handshake deal.
Yeah.
You know, if he's like that Caitlin Clark and gets signed, you know, the biggest draft pick in the WNBA history, and he's making that $73,000 a year.
Yeah,
well, by the way, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that stat.
She's getting like $73,000, and the dude is getting like $11 million.
Yeah, the number one draft pick in the NBA is getting millions, and she got $73,000.
But then, like you said, she did sign like an 8-figure deal with Nike.
Yeah, she's going to – a lot of those athletes, like Tiger Woods included, they make more money from that than they do when they're actually playing the sport. So I think she's going to be okay, but there is definitely a disparity between – a guy getting signed for millions of dollars, and she's going to make $73,000.
Well, I vow to change that right now because it's time for the Sound of Moolah. If a man wins it, you're going to get $200. If a lady wins it, also going to get $200. Fair and square. There's none of this bull going on around here. Am I right, Tig? Do you stand with me on that?
I'll stand with you.
No matter what a man or a woman wins it, they will receive the same amount of money on this radio station. And that's a guarantee.
You want to hear the sound?
Yes, please.
In 3, 2, 1. In 3, 2, 1.
All right, so if you're a man, that sound is worth $1,000. If you're a woman, it's worth $25 this morning. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that is like silly, isn't it? It's $200 for everybody right now.
That's a guarantee right there. 918-879-9898. Caller number 9 will get to guess the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, the hills are alive with the sound of moolah. That sound is worth right now $200. We were just talking about the discrepancy between Caitlin Clark and the WNBA being in the first draft, and she's getting like $73,000, and then that dude, I think with the San Antonio Spurs, is getting like $13 million. But I will say this morning, there will be no discrepancies like that with the sound of moolah. Whether you're a man or a woman, you're going to get the same amount of money. How about that?
Look at you go.
Joining us on the phone is Gina. Now, Gina, are you a man or a woman?
Oh, a woman.
Okay, yes, sir. So there you go. No matter what your gender here, if you win it, you win the exact same amount. How about that?
Perfect.
That's why we are the wind beneath Tulsa's wings. We make sure this kind of injustice doesn't keep happening. Am I right, Tig?
Yes, sir.
All right. Gina, you're going to do a little spring cleaning this weekend. I need to do that. Tig said he needs to dust his mannequins. We'll all three be spring cleaning this weekend. Mm-hmm. What do you polish those mannequins over there, Tig? Or do you?
Sometimes I just spray them with a hose.
Oh, you take them outside and spray them down?
Spend time with them outdoors.
Spend time with them. Oh, no. All right, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Gina, Tig is going to play that sound for you one more time.
3, 2, 1. And one more time.
Gina, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
What is your guess, please?
Like a money counter.
Is it one of those money counters? Speaking of money, it's not it. I'm so sorry, Gina.
Okay, thank you.
Hope you have a good day. House cleaning. Also, don't forget, coming up at 7:40, tickets to see Chris Young. And then at 8:10, another chance for you to win that sound of moolah. Do me one last favor, Gina. Give me three numbers and an animal.
985.
The bull.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Gina. See you now.
Thank you. Where
it is. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, Daniel.
Of course, I was telling you last night that the new Taylor Swift album came out at midnight, and then at 2 a.m., she put on Instagram, like, hey, surprise, this is a double album. There's the Tortured Poet Society album, and then another album called The Anthology. So, like, 30, 40 songs out. Here's my thing. If you knew that Taylor Swift was putting out an album that day, and you're another artist, do you put your album out on that same day, or do you just hold off on yours?
I absolutely think you do not. I think movies do that, don't they, Daniel?
Yeah, movies look at it, and they're like, oh, wait, well, we're not going to try to compete with that.
Yeah, so if there's like another Ghostbusters and there's another Titanic, and they find out Titanic's going to be released this weekend, Ghostbusters probably wants to choose another weekend.
Right.
Right?
Well, I got a few people that did not choose to wait. Pearl Jam, which I think people that listen to Pearl Jam might not be the same people listening to Taylor Swift. It's their 12th album will be out. Also, our friend Craig Campbell, we've had him on the show several times.
Oh,
he's released his third album called Class of 89 Up against Taylor Swift's Department.
Oh, no.
Craig, what are you thinking, man?
That's brutal.
A week before, a week after. Why, on God's name? Because now this Taylor Swift album is going to dominate the headlines. Do you have his number? I would love to call him this morning and be like, Craig, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I used to text Craig a little bit, but I didn't. Do you think he did it on accident? I mean, we knew Taylor was having an album, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have his number. But you should reach out to him and just be like, hey, we'd love to plug the new album, but we'd also like to know, what are you thinking? You need to release your album like out on Wednesday if Taylor Swift's dropping hers on a Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be tough for him, man. I mean, I was looking at the news. You know, I told you I woke up at 2 a.m. And so, like, one thing, I'll go read the news and kind of think about, like, maybe we could do this on the show. That's where I found about a Red Lobster's shutting down or whatever. And, Donald Trump's on trial. But, like, it's not getting as much news because Taylor Swift put out an album.
Last night, if you were watching coverage of Donald Trump's trial or whatever, they'd probably break into that to tell you that Taylor Swift's album was like a double album.
It's so silly, but it's reality, right?
Yeah.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. We're about just over 15 minutes away from our chance for you to see with our bullfight.
Chris Young.
Here on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
About 8 minutes away from our bull fight today for Chris Young tickets. Good morning, Daniel.
Ty, it's
98.5 The Bull.
You know, I told you I don't like bright lighting. I like low light. And if I go to a restaurant or a bar, if it's too bright, I'll walk right back out of there. You know this about me, right? Lighting is very important to me. I'm not going to no bright room.
I had no idea, really. I didn't know.
Okay, like, if you had to describe the lighting in the studio right now.
It's very dark and dim.
Keep it low and dim, buddy. When you get this age, you like it low. You like it dim. There are restaurants right around here. I don't want to say the names of them, but I almost walked into them, and I see, ugh, the light is too bright. No thanks. I'll leave. I found
it. Wait a second. Can we back up for a second?
Mm-hmm.
If they had, like, the best steak in Tulsa.
Right.
And you walk in there, and they got fluorescent lights.
Walking out.
Wow.
Some of the best lighting, I think, in Tulsa would be Roosevelt's. We've been in there before, and it's like a nice light. Even you're tolerable to look at in Roosevelt's because it's so dim.
Mm-hmm.
I found a great place yesterday. Look, the lighting is like this. Look, chef's kiss. It's that Whiskey Dog Bar and Grill. I went there last night out in Broken Arrow. Low lights, and the best part, they have windows, like the front of it has windows, but they're so tinted that it looks like it's about 6 o'clock in the evening out there all the time.
Mm.
Low light. They had a jukebox in there.
What is it about low light that, or what is it about a lot of light that you don't like?
I don't like a big bright light. You like big bright light on you?
Not really.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I always get in trouble at the house because I turn off all the lights and not for electricity. I just like the mood or something.
When we were in Nashville, I liked low lights, but you would come in every day and just flip all the lights on. And now you've come around to my way of thinking where also enjoy low light.
Mm-hmm.
But this place had low light, had the jukebox. Hey, Matt, come in here. Don't grimace like you don't like being on the radio. Get out of here.
Matt's a coworker of ours. I know he approves our paychecks or something, so
yeah,
I like him
yeah,
a lot.
So you better be nice to him, Tug.
Yeah.
Anyway, Matt, I was talking to... if you walk into a bar and it has very harsh light, do you walk right back out or do you stay?
Oh, yeah, no. Low light.
Low light. Bars. That's what I'm telling him. Low light's the way to go. I found this place. It's... Why do you blare this back there?
I thought it was my entrance music now. Are we not going to play that every time I
no.
come?
No. Oh,
okay.
I was telling him about this place in Broken Arrow. It's called Whiskey Dog Bar and Grill. I was there for a broadcast yesterday. You almost couldn't stand there at all.
Is it like the fluorescent lighting, like Kmart lighting?
No, it had good lighting.
Oh, you could.
It was very low lighting,
sorry.
And the windows were tinted, so outside it wasn't harsh sunlight coming in, I think.
Yeah, bars shouldn't have windows.
You don't think they should have windows at all?
No natural light.
Hmm.
But what is it about that, the psychology? Why don't we like light? Like, I like light when I'm, like, doing homework with my son. However, why is it different when we go out socially?
So if you go to a romantic dinner with your wife, you want it to be, like, sunlight in there?
No, but I'm asking why do you think that... That is the way it is, because I agree with you.
We look better in lower light, don't we?
Oh.
That's,
Don't you think?
Yes, you do.
When you go to a place, Matt, how many lumens do you enjoy?
Sorry?
When you go to a place, how many lumens? How many lumens are we talking about for you?
I need a definition, or at least use it
in a
sentence.
I don't really know what a lumen is exactly,
it's
but
like
I know if you look at different light bulbs
like
they have.
Nothing,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Like 100
so
lumens.
We're talking in wattage now, basically.
No,
the brightness. No,
lumen, man.
Okay.
What are you talking about? What?
I'm going to say 4 off the top of my head.
No, that's way too dark. You go to like Lowe's, so I can look at the light bulbs. They go all the way from like 40 lumens to like 150. Mm-hmm. Who are the monsters buying these 150 lumen light bulbs?
You may be onto something, Daniel, here, because I understand that, and it's been a long time since you and I have been out like to a bar or something.
Mm-hmm.
But at 2 o'clock when it closes, don't they turn on the lights?
I'd hate to see
and
that.
And everybody hates that, and so they leave.
I haven't seen the lights turned on in a bar in 20 years, so I can't imagine. Matt, you're around the bar business a little bit. You play in different bands and things like that. Which bar in the area has the best lighting, in your opinion?
Cellar Dweller.
You think Cellar Dweller?
Yep.
That's underground, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's no chance of light getting there.
It's a subterranean pit.
Yep.
Yeah. Which lighting do you enjoy in town, Tig? Ugh.
Well, Roosevelt's. I enjoy that place.
Roosevelt's is good.
That's right next to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't want light. Now I'm going to worry about this all day. Like, why is it that we don't want light?
People associate, like, dark bars. They don't.
Well, even restaurants, though, you don't like a lot of lumen, do you?
No.
Can I tell you a story?
I'm a low lumen fella, is what I'm trying to say.
Matt, back when me and Daniel were like kiddos, we went out to this bar. It was called Fat Daddy's, and they had tinted windows. Like, you couldn't even see outside, tinted windows. And me and Daniel were in there, we're raising H and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I start to feel tired. And I said, maybe it's time we should go. I think it's probably like 1 or 2 in the morning. Let's roll. And I go outside and it's daylight and a school bus is going by.
So it's the same reason that like casinos don't have clocks. They don't want you to know what time it is. You get in there and they want to keep you there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tig and I used to also DJ weddings. And when if you wanted people to come out on the dance floor, Tig, you would start playing particular songs and you would always say what? You might not even remember what you would say to me. You would say, we got to lower these lights.
Mm-hmm.
So even you're a fan of lighting. Yeah. You just didn't know it.
Well, he's got, his whole stage presence is low lights, you know, a lot of kind of fanfare like that.
Yeah.
And he's helping me.
You need that for a wedding.
He's helping me discover myself. Yeah.
When I go to dinner, I'm like a gremlin. You know, I can't be exposed to sunlight or any kind of harsh, bright light. I was telling Tig, there are restaurants right around here. I will not say which ones they are, but there's a restaurant around here that I've been wanting to go try because the menu looks good, but I feel like the lights are too bright in there.
So I think for a restaurant, you need 10 more lumens than you would a bar.
Correct.
You want to be able to see the food.
Still low lumens.
Low lumens.
But let's knock it off with high lumens.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's somebody listening to our radio show for the first time ever, and we're talking about lumens.
Yeah, and they'll never listen again.
They're out. You ready to do this, Daniel?
Yes, it's time now for the 98.5 The Bull Fight. To win cash. Oh. Now, what are you doing? With Chris Young, he's going to be at the River Spirit Casino Resort. If you win these tickets today, Tig, here's the good news. You'll be qualified for the Tig and Daniel Party Cove Pass that includes overnight stay at the hotel, dinner for two, and tickets to the show. How about that?
Pretty good stuff. And also, Daniel, he will offer to stay in the hotel room with you.
That is up to you. You do have the option. I will stay there in the hotel with you guys, or you could just have the rooms to yourselves. That is your business.
All right, let's take caller number 9, caller number 10. 918-879-9898. 918-879-9898. Zach Bryan's on 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
The sun sets up. All I got of the summertime.
98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Welcome into the Bull Fight. Today for Chris Young tickets, Daniel, who do we have?
We have Julie on line 1. We've got Thoreau on line 2. Julie, a stay-at-home mom. She has 8 kids. Julie, how do you do it?
Lots of prayer and lots of coffee.
Okay, so you could probably use a night out. With 8 kids, you could probably use several nights out. Taking on Julie today is Thoreau. He drives a dump truck here in the area. So you're driving all over the town, huh? Are you a speakerphone there, Thoreau, by any chance?
No. And Bluetooth, I'm getting off of it.
Okay, so he's hopping off of his Bluetooth. In honor of Thoreau, I will, my favorite dump truck song mentioned in a song is Cisco, the Thong Song. If I could get some audio over here, Tig, I would like to play just this clip for Thoreau.
She was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck. Guys like, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck. Guys like, all night long.
I don't want to get too personal, Thoreau, but are you wearing a thong right now?
Absolutely not.
Not today.
Do you have dumps like a truck?
No.
Okay, so Thoreau is not wearing a thong. He would like to go see Chris Young, though, at the River Spirit Casino Resort, and so would Julie. So you guys are going to have to play each other in the 98.5 The Bull Fight. I was just discussing with Tig and Matt that when I go to a restaurant or a bar, I don't like to be too bright in there. So in honor of that, this is the light quiz. All the answers contain the word light. You guys got it?
Got it.
Yes.
All right. Julie, we'll start with you. This is what Edison invented.
The light bulb.
Light bulb is correct. Thoreau. This is Luke Skywalker's weapon.
A lightsaber.
Lightsaber is correct. Julie, you mentioned prayer earlier. This is what God said on the first day.
On the first day, let there be light.
Let there be light is correct. Thoreau. This is a sailor's warning beacon. What they used to warn sailors if they're in a ship.
Lighthouse.
Lighthouse is correct. We are tied up. Julie, this is another name for Aurora Borealis.
Oh, gosh. I know this. Northern Lights?
The Northern Lights is correct. Thoreau. Finish this song lyric. Oh, say can you see by the blank, blank, blank.
Dawn's Early Light.
Dawn's Early Light is correct. We are tied up 3-3. 2 questions to go. Julie, this is a very tough one here. This is what LED stands for.
Oh, my gosh.
LED.
I have no idea.
Help her out, Tig.
Tell me.
Light emitting diode.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, that one, Julie. That is a very hard one.
Yeah, thanks.
This was equally hard for Thoreau. This is the Silver Bullet beer.
Coors Light.
Coors Light is correct. With that, Thoreau takes the lead. Julie has 3. Thoreau has 4. Final question, Julie. This ignites a gas stove.
Pilot light.
Pilot light is correct. We are tied up. Thoreau, it all comes down to this. Get this one right, and you win. Get it wrong, and you will have tied Julie, and we'll go into a tie-breaking situation. Thoreau, this is a song by the band The Doors.
I don't know.
Help him out, Ty.
No idea.
Is it Light My Fire?
Light My Fire. All right, guys. Ooh. It's now a tie-breaking situation. Tig, if you will, please explain how this works.
All right, guys. The next question is for the both of you at the exact same time. And like Jeopardy, we want you to buzz in, but just use your name. So just say Thoreau or whatever, and then we'll give you an opportunity to answer, okay?
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Don't forget, light is in the answer, and the clue is this is another name for dusk.
Light. Thoreau.
Thoreau, what do you think it is?
Shit. Shoot.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I got it.
Listen, you only buzz in if you know the answer. And also you don't say a curse word.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. We hit delay on it. People
square.
Listening on the app, though, have just been exposed to Thoreau's.
So.
Oh, he's got a mouth like a...
Indiscretions.
Dumps like that, a truck. All right.
By the way, is that... Twilight.
Twilight, yeah. So now we move on to the second tie-breaking situation here. Again, if you know it, you'll buzz in. This is why city dwellers can't see the stars.
No idea.
All right, Thoreau got in the last second. What do you think it is, Thoreau? Don't cuss this time.
I don't know.
Street lights is incorrect.
That's called light pollution.
Light pollution. Now we must now move to the third tie-breaking question here. Ooh, I'm running out of questions, guys. All right. The clue is... 299,792,458 meters per second.
Thoreau.
What do you think it is?
The speed of light.
The speed of light is correct. And with that, Thoreau has defeated Julie in the 98.5 The Bull fight. I will tell you guys, it was a very hard fight there, but Thoreau has come out on top. Thoreau, now you've got a decision to make. Are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Julie? The stay-at-home mom of 8. Julie, why should Thoreau give you the tickets this morning?
Oh, Thoreau, you should give me the tickets because I do have all of these kids, and it would be a great time for me to get away.
All right, Thoreau, you heard it there. She could use a vacation, but the choice is ultimately up to you. What is your decision, Thoreau?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry. I'm going to take him and take my wife out.
He's going to take his wife
out.
Oh,
that's lovely.
Give me some money over here, Tig.
She liked the pop because she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. Baby, move your butt, butt.
Because Thoreau drives a dump truck around. Mm-hmm. Had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah.
That song's going to be in my head all weekend now.
That song is so sticky. Like, I will be thinking about that all weekend, thanks to you.
All right. You heard that? That Ty just admitted to the public that he will be thinking about thongs all weekend long. That makes us very uncomfortable, Ty. But I will say congratulations, Thoreau. And, Julie, if you guys could do me one last favor, give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5
Daniel, how much is our jackpot up to for the Sound of Moolah, which we're going to get to in just about 13 minutes.
Well, Gail guessed earlier it was one of those money counter machines. That is incorrect. And so now we add $50 to the jackpot. Now it's $250. $250 plays. I want you to go, if you will, Tig, on your computer. Go to Merriam-Webster.com, the dictionary.
I have. You told me that, and I'm there.
Okay. I'd like you to look up the word unravel. What do you think it means while you're Googling it? Unravel.
Hold on. Before I do this, one time Daniel got me to look up something that was scandalous online at work. He tricked me.
I tricked him. It's not that. I'm not doing that. What I did, that movie about Tanya Harding was out, and in order to trick Tig, I said, oh, man, Tanya Harding's in the news. Did you see about her ex-boyfriend? His name is Tape. And he thought, man, that's an unusual thing. I said, yeah, just Google it. Just Google Tanya Harding's ex, Tape.
But it brought me to like a dirty website.
Because you put in Tanya Harding S and then hit X, E-X, Tape, T-A-P-E, and that led you to a...
Yeah, I didn't like that prank too much.
It is not. That is not it at all. But I want you to... Merriam-Webster.com, look up the word unravel.
Okay,
before you read the definition, tell me what you think it means.
To sort of dismantle.
Okay, now read to me what it says on Merriam-Webster. Do you need my glasses?
I want to make sure that I'm not reading something crazy.
Unravel, Tig.
Okay, unravel.
You think it's too controversial to read definitions of words on the air?
To disengage or separate the threads of.
All right. So if you were fishing, maybe you'd have to unravel your fishing line. Am I correct?
Okay.
Now I'd like you to look up the word ravel. Merriam-Webster.com.
I'm very nervous, by the way.
You're like a fainting goat.
All right.
What is it?
I didn't even look at it.
What do you think ravel means?
To become unwoven, untwisted, or unwound.
So in other words, and there's a TikTok about this, two buddies, fishing buddies, talking about it, ravel and unravel mean the same thing. How's that possible?
That is weird.
How's it possible?
Because, yeah, I was reading this, and ravel seems like you would be tangling things.
Mm-hmm. Unravel, to me, means untangling.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the viral video, the viral TikTok of the two fishing buddies talking about how ravel and unravel have the same meaning.
Yo, do you mind raveling that spool? I'm just going to throw a new line on it.
You mean unravel?
I said ravel. Can you just ravel
it? Well, it's already raveled, so you mean unravel.
I want you to ravel it.
Just do it.
Ravel is like to twist something up. Unravel is to like untwist it.
Wait, you don't know? Both words mean the same thing.
What are you saying?
Google it.
Ravel means to unravel?
Would they mean the same thing? But when you put un in front of a word, it's supposed to change it to the opposite of the other word. Why does it mean the same thing? I don't understand.
Sorry, I can't watch this.
Wait.
Well, we can't cry when we fish?
There it is. So that's odd. That's an odd thing about the English language. That's why it's so tough for people to learn English, because that kind of thing.
It's like if the word do and undo meant the same thing.
Right. That's something for you to think about all weekend
long. Unravel and unravel are the same thing?
You heard it there. Breaking news.
Why did you do this to me?
I don't know how it's possible either. Unravel means to untangle, but ravel also means to untangle.
You've messed me up, man. Now I'm all confused.
You got to research that, buddy. I want a full investigation into this. And by Monday, I want a full report on it, okay?
Are we going to ravel... or unravel? I guess it's the same.
There you go.
Well, thanks for that.
No, boy, we've hit all the hot subjects this morning.
Furious.
We've talked about earlier about what size lumens people like on their light bulbs, and now we've discussed how ravel and unravel mean the same thing.
We're going to either unravel or ravel the Sound of Moolah coming up if you get a right guess, and it's worth $250 in about 8 minutes on 98.5 The Bull. I think Daniel's a little bit upset with me. He brought this up earlier. It's 98.5 The Bull. You did the right thing, Daniel. I'm proud of you. I'm not making fun of this at all, but you went and you had a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
because it's the right time of your life to do that, and you want to make sure you're safe. But the deal is they put you under anesthesia during your colonoscopy, so you needed a buddy to come with you and drive you home, and I was that buddy.
Yeah, they
and
say.
So I went down there with you here in Tulsa.
And they're dead serious about this. They're like, your buddy has to bring his ID, show up the ID at the window and all that. We need somebody there waiting for you in case something bad happens. You've got to have somebody there to drive you and all that. Yeah, they wouldn't even allow me to have my phone back in the back. It was to be entrusted with my precious loved ones.
Yeah, and I held your phone and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, they were very clear. They're like, yeah, you got to stay in the waiting room for this whole thing. I go, I ain't doing that no matter what. You know, so Daniel gets back for his little colonoscopy, and I'm supposed to sit out in the waiting room. And I said, yeah, I'll do that. And then as soon as you went back, I immediately left.
He went straight. I mean, the second they rolled me back and I got in that silly gown, he goes to Red Lobster.
I got bad news, buddy. I think Red Lobster is in trouble. Did you read this?
I heard about this.
That they're considering filing for protection in a bankruptcy court because they sold so many shrimp with that unlimited shrimp deal they had. They underestimated how many shrimp people would eat, and they lost $11 million in 4 months on their little shrimp thing. And so next time you get a colonoscopy, I guess I'll have to choose a different place to go.
Yeah, oh, no, you're going to sit in there with me. They're like, whatever you do, sir, don't leave. In case, you know, worst case scenario, we need you to come in here and tell this guy not to go toward the light. Well, the second I get back there, you go to Red Lobster for a seafood feast.
A Cheddar Bay biscuit and everything. But my point was, like, what in the world do I need to stay here for his colonoscopy for? I mean, are you going to code and they're going to have that sound in the room where you flatline is like, nee, and I'm going to go back there and save you?
They might do that. They might be like, hey, get this man's buddy in here and have him talk him away from the light. Oh, he's at Red Lobster like a pig?
That was so funny because that nurse was so serious about it. And I was like, yeah, I'll be here. No problem. As soon as you went back, boom, I left.
How did you know to come back or when it was time to come back?
I just kind of guesstimated.
Just felt it in your heart
like,
whenever.
I kind of knew like the colonoscopy, 45 minutes.
Close that when they removed the camera, you could feel it in your heart?
Yeah, I was there with you, man.
No, you weren't. Spirit. You were gone. And first of all, who can eat while his buddy's getting a colonoscopy anyway? You know, that's kind of a gross kind of thing a little bit. And then you're eating, feasting on shrimps? Dirty
yeah,
pig.
I didn't have a problem with it at all.
You probably want me to have to, you're glad that I have to go back for another colonoscopy in a few years so that you can have another feast. When are you going to get your colonoscopy, by the way?
I'm not old enough yet.
You're getting close to that.
And now I heard they do a blood test anyway.
Excuse me?
You don't have to get the thing and the thing.
I'm gonna do whatever it takes because my dad came down with this colon cancer not too long ago, and he goes in there and they're like, Mr. Baker, this you might have had this for 10 or 15 years.
Telling your dad that.
Right.
Cancer.
Yeah, the colon cancer because he never went and got his done. So the one way that I can honor my dad or anybody else who's gone through something like that, the only way to honor it is for you to do something different based on the information. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you've lost people close to you, and I noticed that you changed your lifestyle over mm-hmm. certain things that have been hurtful in your life, and you've noticed that other people maybe didn't keep up with their health, and now you're all about that.
My uncle died of a heart attack very young. I'm older than he is now. How old was he when he
43.
Died? 43. 43. That dude died of a heart attack mm-hmm. the very next month. I went to the doctor and I'm like, hey, you check me out.
Get the whole thing. You did like a whole body scan. So, no, I give you great props for taking care of your health. Mm-hmm. However, if you're under sedation, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, guess what I'm going to do when you go in for your colonoscopy?
What?
Take a wild guess.
You're going to go in there, hold my hand.
Yeah, to make you feel bad for leaving and going to Red
you're
Lobster.
You're going to get me back.
I'm going to go in there and TikTok live the whole thing while you're,
oh, that'll
you
be
go
good.
Under the,
I'm sure people would love to see that.
Sedation, yeah.
It's 98.5
the I do think the doctors
bowl.
Will know whether to put it down your throat or your anal canal.
No, what does that mean?
Nothing. You'll wake up and you'll be choking on the camera. Like, whoa, wrong end. Sorry.
That's so stupid. What are you talking about? All right. We got business to take care of,
Daniel.
Yeah,
let's do it. It's time for the sound of Moolah. Tig, if you will, please administer that sound.
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of Moolah.
on 98.5 The Bull.
All right, the sound is now worth $250. If you missed it earlier, Gail guessed that it was one of those money-counting machines. That sounds, that was a good guess. Haley yesterday had guessed it was shaving cream. I could kind of hear that too. Samantha, a very, very good guess. She guessed it was water running out of a faucet. So when I hear this sound, I hear kind of all those things. Don't you hear it, Ty? Play it one more time.
These
for
are
us.
Good guesses. Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
What is that?
What is that?
All right. 918-879-9898. Get it right, and you're going into the weekend with $250.
And if we miss it here, we just add money to the jackpot. Play it again at 9:10. How about that?
That's right.
See what we got. It's 98.5 The Bull, Tig and Daniel.
All right. We got a fairly new sound. This sound is now worth $250. Would you play the sound one more time, please, Tig?
Yeah, in 3, 2, 1. One more time.
What is that? Let me introduce you to Thomas. Tig, Thomas, you say you work on trash trucks?
Yes.
Well, typically, what's wrong with the trash truck when it comes in?
We got them that got all kinds of things wrong with them, whether it be a hydraulic leak, a broken leaf spring, just maybe a hose busted.
Yeah, well, you think about that, Tig, that a truck in itself might have a bunch of issues, but then you got the arms and all that and the compacting part of it and all that. Can Tig and I come work for the city one day and ride on the back of those garbage trucks together?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not either.
Have you guys ever found a mannequin back there?
A mannequin?
Yeah.
I can't say we found a mannequin, but we have found all kinds of things.
I would hate to know the things that they might find. Well, Thomas, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. You've heard the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I'm ready.
Okay, Thomas, what is your guess, please?
I'd say it sounds like kind of sound like slot machine almost, I guess.
You think it's a slot machine?
It almost sounds like that's kind of, I guess coins dropping through there.
Thomas, I got to have an answer from you now. You got to decide. Is it slot machine or coins?
Yeah, slot machine.
Okay, Thomas is guessing slot machine. Thomas, that is incorrect. Now, that's a little bit of bad news for you, but the good news is we add $50 to that $250 jackpot, and now at 9:10, it will be worth $300.
All right,
buddy. Well, listen, since you didn't win, you're still qualified. If you can get through again, you'll be able to guess the sound of moolah again at 9:10. Thomas, do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
Three numbers and an animal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about the radio station.
11.
I think he means 98.5 The Bull.
Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. We're up to $300. The sound of moolah happens again at 9:10. How about that?
How about it? Did you see this TikTok going viral about you should be washing your toothbrush with soap every night? I mean, I don't know a single person in the world that's ever just washed their toothbrush. Do you?
No, I've never heard of such a thing.
Listen to this.
Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing the bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Finally, if you get strep throat after 12 to 24 hours, throw this thing away.
I mean, if it's that serious, I'll just get a bunch of toothbrushes and throw them away every week anyway.
Why don't we have disposable toothbrushes?
Well, they are disposable.
Well, I know you can throw them away, but, you know, like, unlike other things, you know the little floss things you have?
The flossers, yes.
You use those once, you throw them away.
Not my dad. That guy carried the same flosser for 2 weeks. I'm like, you're disgusting,
buddy. Why are we using disposable toothbrushes? And I have heard and I've read that your mouth health, like he said in that video... And I didn't even believe it at first. And then I read about it. That stuff, like the bacteria in your mouth, gets in your bloodstream. And then it can affect your heart. So your dirty mouth can affect your cardiovascular system and cause you all sorts of problems.
Yeah.
Daniel keeps his toothbrush in the shower. Mm-hmm. So that thing's never drying out. And it must be just seething with bacteria.
First of all, Tig, yes, it does dry out because it's in the shower.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
It's a Sonicare. It's one of those, like, very fancy toothbrushes. What do you use over there on your dentures?
Whatever.
Like a dollar?
Yeah, I get the
dollar, like, toothbrush from CVS.
Probably a dollar or something, yeah. For real.
Garbage. Mm. And then you place that thing on your counter in, like, a cup or something?
Mm-hmm.
Touching your other family's toothbrush?
Mm-hmm.
And where do y'all keep that? Right on the counter?
Yeah, it's on the sink.
And what would you say is just inches from the counter?
The toilet?
The toilet. So every time you guys are using that restroom, all three of you, as a matter of fact, whenever you flush that toilet, guess what's flying up all over your toothbrushes? Feces. Not only your feces, your wife's and your little son's.
Right, settle down, buddy.
Yeah. So enjoy that next time you're in there brushing your teeth with that dollar CVS toothbrush. And you think it's gross to keep it in the shower.
But have you ever seen a shower that you haven't cleaned in a while? It starts to get, like, it turns colors and there's black mold on the...
You ever seen a toilet that's been used once? You're disgusting. I want to come over there and shine a black light on you and your home. I keep threatening that I'm going to go over to Tyke's house and have what I call a black light party. That's where it's a surprise party, and everybody shows up. The hosts are unaware that they're coming, and a basket is sitting by the door, and in that basket, a bunch of those black lights.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are just allowed to come in there and just shine that black light all around.
And what are the black lights looking for?
Fluids. I bet your house, like a Dalmatian.
You mean
over
like
there.
Human material.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Would you allow people in for a blacklight party at your house?
I don't have a problem with it.
Please.
Everybody's got... Like, if you... All right, one thing I did when I was a kid, and I'll shut up for a second, but I had a science fair.
Mm-hmm.
And in the science fair, you had to do, like, a project, and then I won the whole entire science fair. Because what I did something terrible, by the way. I'm surprised I wasn't assassinated for this. My mom worked in a laboratory, and we had what they call Petri dishes. And you could, you would swab, you know, some items, and then put it in the Petri dish, and it would grow. And we found that there was just poop all over the school.
So you do the swab, and you put it in the pee-pee dish, and it...
The Petri dish.
Shows what's... Where did y'all swab at the school?
Just doorknobs and handles and... The teacher's desk, and everything had poop on it.
Well, can I then go to Amazon.com and get a Petri dish and come over to your house?
Yeah.
And these toothbrushes y'all have sitting right beside your toilet, they're just going to be rife with feces, man.
I mean, like...
You just need to start calling those doo-doo's brushes, because that's what's happening.
I don't care who you are. If you drove to work today and you went in a building, you've encountered what Dano calls...
Feces.
Feces.
That's the scientific.
Even though you're mispronouncing it, I have
no
idea.
That's the scientific.
Why.
Well, you should know. Expert over there.
All right.
Yeah, I bring want it those up, toothbrushes.
But my point
taking
is.
Taking off that countertop.
My point is, I don't care if you come over because everybody's got that problem. I would not be unique.
Don't tempt me now. I will throw this impromptu blacklight party at your house.
All right, bring it.
And you'll be so ashamed.
Bring it.
You'll hang your head in shame.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Very strange morning here. With Tyga Daniel.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
All right, Daniel, so what's the jackpot up to? Our Sound of Moolah comes up again at 9:10 this morning, so not that far away. You want to play the sound, by the way?
Yeah, you can play it. It's now worth $300.
I think our last contestant didn't really hear the sound that well.
Mm-hmm. Thomas had guessed it was a slot machine.
But I can guess.
See how the wheels on the slot machine, that guy could kind of hear that. But then he also thought it was coins, too. So I'm not really sure what Thomas was hearing. Gail earlier guessed a money counter. That was a pretty good guess. I could hear that, like, of the money counting. Haley thought it was shaving cream. That's probably because last season on the Sound of Moolah, the sound got all the way up to $3,000-something, it was shaving cream. But play that sound one more time for us. Play.
In 3, 2, 1 on 98.5 The Bull.
What is that? What is that?
So there we go. That's at $300 now, Daniel. Is that right?
That's right. What would you do with $300 for real, Tig?
I'd probably go to the casino.
Repeat after me.
What?
No, I'll be you and you be me and ask me what I'd do with the money.
What would you do with the money?
I would take my lovely wife, Brittany, out to dinner.
Oh.
She works hard. I'd like to treat her to a nice dinner.
But think about my logic here.
Mm-hmm.
I could bring some money down to the casino, win more money.
Yeah.
Even better steak.
And still not take her to dinner, yeah.
Better steak.
You're like, I'm a selfish pig. I would just take her right to the casino.
That's at 9:10. Right here with Tig and Daniel. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Tig. We played this game a little bit. I think it was yesterday. I have a fascination currently with the bagpipes. Mm. We played some covers, bagpipe covers, and I just could not for the life of me identify any of these covers. And then I got too curious. I went down a little rabbit hole about bagpipes. How much did you think a set of bagpipes would cost on Amazon?
They look pretty complicated. I would say like $2,000.
No, and they were like $150.
Oh, wow.
So, boy, if you really wanted to mess with your friends, get their kids bagpipes. Could you imagine if your little son had bagpipes?
Oh, my God.
Even beautiful covers. We couldn't quite tell what was going on. I've got a couple more covers here of bagpipes. Tig, I want you to try to identify these songs. Here's the first one, a very famous song. Here we go.
Yeah, you hear that at church. Amazing Grace.
That is correct. But I wonder, that one I think you could, even without the backing piano and things like that, you could probably identify that one. Here's a guy on the streets. Not sure where he's at, but this cover is a very famous rock song. Oh, never mind. It's the backing track again gives it away.
Thunderstruck. Let's hear it, though.
Now that works, right?
Pretty good.
Not bad. All right, here's another song. Let's see if you can identify this one.
That was like the Macarena for a minute, that song. I mean, like, everybody knew that song. It's Old Town Road.
Yeah. But it's another one of the things, if you didn't have that, the other instruments, would you then know what it was? Okay, how about this one?
Yeah, I think the background's giving it away, but they were just in town, right?
Toto.
Was it
Africa?
Was in Tulsa, mm-hmm. And Africa, right?
All right. How about this one?
Drawing a blank on that, Daniel.
Kids everywhere are probably going crazy. It's the song Peaches from the Super Mario Brothers movie that Jack Black did at the end of the movie.
Oh, okay.
My sister's kids, they're 3 and 2, and they've watched that movie about 50 times, so she's probably had enough. Let me see if I've got one or two more here for you. Very hard to get these, are they not?
Yeah, and also with the bagpipe, it sounds like they have to keep one note going the whole time.
Right. Let me find a good one to end on here. It's hard, though, because you just don't know any songs.
I just did pretty good on that quiz.
Here we go. I think we did this one the other day.
We didn't do that one. But that's John Denver.
The song?
Country Roads, right?
Correct. All right, one more here. Bonus one.
Well, I know that.
Turn it up here. I would like to hear this. What is that?
It's from like one of the only like sequels I thought was better than the first movie. It was Top Gun, right?
The Top Gun theme, yes. One of Tig's favorite all-time movies was Top Gun. I didn't watch it until the second one was about to come out because you told me how much I was going to like it. And then I watched the original Top Gun, and all they are is at school all day, every day. And they're just at school. And then one time, the plane flies by and makes this guy spill his coffee. And he's like, oh, who did that? I want me some butts. And I'm like, is that how they talk in the military? And then I go watch the second one, and I don't want to give too much away. But it would actually end up being a very good movie.
Yeah, Top Gun 2, which was called Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Maverick, wonderful movie. My only complaint was, what's the guy... was it Goose or whatever?
Well,
the guy's in bad shape. Was that?
No, that was Iceman.
Okay, the Iceman, yeah. Or whatever. In real bad shape. Like, you could tell he's like all messed up. And they're like, oh, we got a very dangerous mission. And the Iceman is like, we're going to send these young kids into this. Not me, who's about to die at any moment. Okay. Why didn't Iceman fly the final mission?
He was sick in that movie.
He could have done a kamikaze.
Okay. That's right? Your take.
I mean,
on
why
it?
Would you send the young people in there?
That's your take?
Yeah, I think the military should be very old people. You know, you get like 90.
Send them into battle.
If it's a, you know, it's a very dangerous mission, yeah, right?
That's Daniel's perspective.
You don't agree with that? You think that they should have sent the young people in there?
Well, you don't send young people to play like college basket. I mean, you send young people because they're young and they can.
But this is a plane.
Yeah. All right, so that's Daniel's take.
They're like, you're probably going to get shot down. Let's send 20-year-olds in there. Not me, who's at the end here.
Okay. So Daniel's going to sign up for the military, apparently.
Yeah. I get 90. Hey, send me over there.
It's 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan. On 98.5 The Bull.
Well, the hills are alive with the sound of moolah. That sound is worth $300 right now. Mandy, mom of three, is joining us on the phone. Your kids are 16, 14, and 8?
Yep.
Can you hear us all right, Mandy?
Yes, I can hear you.
Earlier, Hoot Owl came into the studio. You got to speak to Hoot Owl. Go ahead. He can hear you more clearly now. Just tell Hoot Owl whatever you want to tell him from Big Country. Go ahead.
Love you, Hoot Owl.
Oh, love you, Mandy.
Do you ever listen to Hoot Owl's gospel show on Sunday?
Every now and then, yes.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
What a nice thing. Hoot Owl goes in there. You do it live every Sunday, right?
Yeah, they're live every Sunday morning.
How many years have you been doing that?
Since 2004.
Good Lord. Could you imagine getting Tig up here on a Sunday live?
No, he's such a princess.
20 years of doing it, yeah.
He's such a princess. Yeah. He wouldn't do that.
What is the name of that gospel show, by the way?
The Sunday Morning Gospel Show. Real original name there, Daniel.
On Big Country.
Yeah, thank you.
But during the week, don't you dare listen to Hoot Owl. It's garbage. But when Tig and I aren't on, listen to Hoot Owl.
Yeah.
Big Country, point, but especially the gospel show. Mandy, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah? Tig is going to play that for you one more time here.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1. One more time.
Ooh. What is that?
Mandy.
Ooh.
Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
What is your guess, please?
I think it's an electric toothbrush.
Is it an electric toothbrush?
Not tough brush, toothbrush.
Shh, 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 shh. You're ruining it.
Okay.
It is not an electric toothbrush. I know it does sound exactly like that. She's talking about one of those Crest spin brushes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's not like the Sonicare, but the ones that are like mid-level there. Mandy, that is a really good guess. It is not correct, however, so we're going to add money to the jackpot. It was $300. Okay. We're adding $50 to it. So if you'll please do the honors and tell us the new Sound of Moolah jackpot.
$350.
Up for grabs.
And we come back Monday with a brand new jackpot at 7:10.
That's right. Would you like us to get Hoot Owl to sign anything for you before he leaves the studio?
Well, I don't know.
No? Okay, look at them turning down merchandise from a legendary broadcaster.
I know.
The
my
Hoot
gosh.
Owl.
Just, that's, well, okay, that's all
I
right.
I don't know what to sign.
Okay, well.
I could sign a picture for you or something. Got a big old cowboy hat on
picture.
There. And bring my cat,
there you
know.
Go.
Okay. You got to tone it down like 90%.
Oh, okay.
Boy,
this is supposed to be a morning show.
You're
supposed to be fun or
if
what?
If you gave that lady a picture of you signed, she'd throw it right into the Arkansas River.
No,
she wouldn't.
Where would you hang it? In your home, you would hang it up?
Yeah, it's 11 by 14,
yeah.
Daniel. Come on.
Where would you hang it up, Mandy?
Right next to my Jason Momoa picture. I have
oh,
him.
There you go. That's pretty good competition.
I'd hang
there
it up in the bathroom.
Oh, my.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, right over the toilet.
Why don't you?
Y'all are weird.
Yeah. No, he's just sitting back there listening. He's not even.
Yeah, he's
not even
like
doing
a show
in.
With a scarecrow over here. He don't say nothing.
Well, I don't want to interrupt.
Weird.
Yeah, he doesn't want to interrupt all the insults from Daniel to Hoot Owl is what he didn't want to do.
All right, so she didn't win the jackpot, but she won a picture of Hoot Owl, which she's going to put next to.
I'll sign it for you, Mandy.
Another supermodel, Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Plug that gospel show Sunday mornings. What time
Sunday
does it start?
Morning, 7 a.m. till noon.
All right.
So, your requests and dedications.
One last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal, Mandy, quickly.
Okay, 98.5 The Bull.
Ringing, buzzing, good for nothing, phone in your hand.